Rabbi Shapiro, good morning.
And good morning to you, Melissa. Thank you for helping us tell this largely undertold part of an important story.
It really is an unknown story. We're familiar, of course, with Martin Luther King, the civil rights movement. People are less familiar with how important St. Augustine was, and in particular, what happened when he called up a friend who was a rabbi. What happened?
Well, Rabbi Israel Dresner, who is billed as the most often arrested rabbi in every little city and town and throughout the South, he got himself arrested.
That's a title and a half.
Yes, it is. He was then a rabbi in Springfield, New Jersey. He was contacted by Dr. King, and they found him at a convention of rabbis in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the Senate convention and the annual convention of the Central Conference of American Rabbis. Some 700 rabbis were there. Dresner, who's fond of explaining to all of us what a telegram is, as if we didn't know what a telegram is, I suppose it's a generational issue, took the telegram. He was going to take it to the president of the CCAR, the Community of Rabbis. But the vice president was much more a civil rights person. So he took it to the vice president, who went immediately up to the podium and said, Dr. Martin Luther King has called and says, we need rabbis down here in St. Augustine to help. Immediately, 16 rabbis and one administrator, the director of social action for the reform movement in the United States, went up to their hotel rooms, packed their bags, and some of them leaving behind wives. One left a wife and two children in diapers in a hotel room. The rabbis went over to the airport in Philadelphia and flew down here to Jacksonville, were picked up and brought to St. Augustine. The next morning, they were at St. Paul AME, Ralph Abernathy and Andrew Young.
Big names in the movement.
Big names in the movement. And Dr. King were there giving instructions. They would walk up what was then Central Avenue, I believe. Now it's Martin Luther King Boulevard, to King Street, make a right, make a left, go up an avenue, and walk into arm-in-arm, a rabbi with an African-American young man, into the lunchroom at the Monson Hotel, and they were then promptly arrested and thrown into jail.
This was the largest mass arrest of rabbis in American history.
Yeah. And no one knows that. Most rabbis here in the United States don't even recognize that as well. There are a few iconic pictures of a famous rabbi marching with Dr. King, but nobody knows that these guys left the comfort of their homes or hotel rooms or whatever and left behind families and said, it's more important that we speak up. They wrote a letter in jail and they spoke of the fact that not so very long ago at that time, in Europe, Jews were being killed and sent to the crematoria of Europe, and the populace remained silent. And so they said, we cannot remain silent. Silence is the great sin of our time.
They felt the need to speak out and show that solidarity.
Right. They could just as well have stayed where they were and been quite comfortable. But they said, they echoed Dr. King, when there's injustice anywhere, there's injustice everywhere. It affects all of us.
And so this all happened 50 years ago this week.
50 years ago tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Actually, yes.
And so tomorrow, a big event, actually today and tomorrow.
Right.
Big events in St. Augustine.
This evening the public is invited at 7 o'clock to the Ringhaver Center on the campus of Flagler College. The six rabbis who are able to join us will be part of a forum and answering questions and interviewed by Dr. Paul Ortiz of the University of Florida. And again, everyone's welcome. Tomorrow there'll be a lunch, but then open to the public at 4 o'clock is a reading of that letter they wrote from jail. That's an important letter that says that they had to go. At 6:30, there's a farewell celebration at the church, and everyone is welcome.
And it's important to mark this history and the progress that's been made over 50 years, but at this event, will there be a call for further progress in St. Augustine?
We have been asked, and we will be asking the rabbis, did it do any good for you to come down here? And we have been asked to discuss with them the progress that's been made. And we're a little reticent because there has not been enough progress. And in fact, their message to us is that the work of the civil rights movement is far from finished, as your previous guest mentioned. African Americans given a fair shake at seats on the bench? We need to look at incarceration rates, at who's allowed to vote and who's not allowed to vote. And we feel that the work of the civil rights movement is far from done, even 50 years later. So the point is, we are renewing our vows, in effect, to create a world that Martin Luther King used to quote the book of Amos, let righteousness run down like a mighty stream and justice like the great waters. And we are going to renew our dedication to that principle to create a better world as a result of these events.